Right, so approaching Chanukah, let's talk about Ha'arling and Chanukah. Nagia in the Sugya, and to understand the mitzvah, and it's also Nagia la Halacha very much. So the Shaila, let's say, is, discuss a few scenarios. The most basic Shaila is, what happens if there's a person lives by themselves, and they're in a place that's very high up, or something, and no one really sees the neighbors. Just they themselves in their apartment. Or a person's in a place that there's only goyim. They're in a commute, they're traveling, and there's in a place that there's only goyim there. There's no yidden around at all. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, a person has a mitzvah ner Chanukah, so he has to do the mitzvah ner Chanukah. But he's going to be doing it in a way that there's absolutely no prisumei nisa. And we know one of the primary purposes of the neis, of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah, is to be mefaris in the neis. So what happens is, he's going to light the neirs, but there's absolutely no presumi nisa happening. He'll see the neirs, but nobody else will see it. And then all the poskim assume that being mefaris in the neis to goyim is not considered presumi nisa. Just, it's important to know that. So they could presumi nisa for other yidden. So memela, if a person's in a place, there are no other yidden, traveling on business somewhere. Or like I said, the other example, that no one outside will see it because they're in a high apartment by themselves and they're 20 amis off the ground and there's no other apartment building across from them. So it means that nobody from the street will see their window and no one across from them will see the window. And they don't have anyone in their apartment. So they're by themselves. So not going to be any presumei nisa. So what's the halacha in such a case? So what's the real shayla? The real shayla is that, is the inyan of presumei nisa just a mila? Is it an extra, nice mila that we're supposed to do for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Or is that the etzah mitzvah? The mitzvah was be mefaris in the neis. That's the mitzvah. If you're not going to be mefaris in the neis, it's not the mitzvah at all. Is it ma'akiv in the mitzvah? Is it part of the etzah mitzvah? Or is it just a mila, an additional mila to the mitzvah? And if you don't have it, you don't have it, but you could still avada do the ikar mitzvah. This is the shayla. So it would seem like that there's a machlokes maybe in the Rishonim itself. It's the true, and then from the Rishonim, it's in the Achronim, and then it's in the Halacha and the Poskim. So let's see. So I have the papers over here. If I have the paper, the Gemara says that mitzvasa, that one of the nafkaminas of this is, when does a person begin lighting? When are you supposed to begin the mitzvah of lighting? Mitzvasa. The mitzvah begins mishatishka achama, right from shkias achama, whatever that means exactly. I think that we had a share here last year about that. What does mishatishka achama mean? So we'll talk about the second line of the Gemara. Until there's no more people walking around. So the Gemara says that what's the nafkamina that it's until Achatichla Regel Minashuk. Tichla Regel Minashuk means that there's no more people walking, passersby walking in the street. So that's the mitzvah. My lavdi kovsa hadar madlakla doesn't mean that you should be. If it goes out, you should light it again. The Gemara is talking about in reference to the shaila. If the candles go out, you have to relight them. So he says, no, that's not what the nafka mean is. Rather, it means the eloi adlik madlik. What it's telling me is, if you did not light yet, and it already passed the zman of tichla regel min ashuk, it already passed the zman that there's nobody walking in the street anymore, don't bother lighting. That's what the Gemara says. That if you walked, but if you're too late, then eloi adlik madlik, that you should only light until tichla regel min ashuk, until the cold zman, there's still people passing by. Once the people stop, don't light anymore. V'inami, or in addition to that, it also means the shiura, you have to put enough oil that it should last that long. Okay. Now, Tosis says that, according to that, and the Tosis is here, in the next piece here, Tosis says like this, Ava mikan ve'elach, after that zman of tichla regel min ashuk, Avra zman, it's too late. According to this, you got to make sure you light on time. You should light anyway. Because there's another teretz in the Gemara. In other words, but Tosafot says, according to this teretz in the Gemara, that the point of this man is, this is this man to light. Past this man, don't light. Tosafot says, you shouldn't light. It's too late. There's no meaning to light anymore. So that's Tosafot. Tosafot is very clear, that means that he's taking the Gemara literally. That means that according to this, if you're not going to do, presumably the reason why you have to light while people are outside is to do Persumei Nisa, especially in the time of the Gemara. The Ikar Persumei Nisa is for people outside. If there's no more people outside, there's no street lights, and whatever, no one's walking, that's it, you lost your chance. You can't do Persumei Nisa anymore. And in those days, it wasn't enough that there's people in your house, because in the time of the Gemara, the Persumei Nisa was for the people outside. And there's no more people outside. Tosfos says you cannot make the bracha. You can't light. Now, that's Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara. But the Rashba and the Ritva both argue on Tosfos. And what did you ask, the Rashba or the Ritva? Okay, so the Ritva says like this. The Ritva says, hold on. There's a Gemara that says that in the Zman of Sakana, if there's a Sakana, you can't light outside. Remember, in those days, the time of the Gemara, like the Dunai Tzod, they lit outside, not just in a window that people could see it. They lit outside the house, like, you know, outside the door. If here's the door to the outside, they lit here, or... here, outside the house, literally. So you couldn't even see it from inside. You could only see it from outside. So the Gemara says it to, hold on, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if it's a shasakana, and the goyim don't want you to light outside, and they're going to put out the nares, they're going to steal the menorah, whatever the sakana may be. The Gemara says, so madlika al shulchana vidaya, you can light inside. So the Ritva says, hold on, it's very clear that you're allowed to light inside. It's better to light outside. So says the Ritva, just like b'shas ha-sakana, that if you can't light outside, Chazal gave you a dispensation on that, don't light outside. Forget Persumei Nisa. Don't worry about outside. Light inside. So too, even if it's not a shas ha-sakana, but it's too late, you missed the Zman to light outside, you could also bring it inside. Says the Ritva, you see from the Gemara, that shas ha-sakana, that you could light inside, that apparently Persumei Nisa is not ma'akiv, is not necessary for the mitzvah. Even without Persumei Nisa, you could do it. Because if you had to do Persumei Nisa in order to fulfill the mitzvah, why b'shas ha-sakana would you be allowed to bring it inside? Clearly, it's two separate things. Do the mitzvah the best way possible. That means outside, people could see it. But if you can't, so you could still fulfill the mitzvah by doing it inside. That's why b'shas ha-sakana, if it's dangerous to light outside, you're allowed to light it inside. It says that it's all according to that, even if it's not a shas ha-sakana, but it's too late because you missed the zman, you could also light inside. So what the Gemara means, the ilay adlik madlik, that if the zman passed, you shouldn't light, it means you shouldn't light outside, but you could still light inside. That means there's a machloikis between Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos says, according to the Gemara, once you miss the zman, don't light. The Ritva says, no, the Gemara means if you miss the zman, don't light outside, but light inside. That's what the Gemara means. So that means that according, that, and the Rashba says like the Ritva also. So that means you see clearly a machlokes here. Tosfos held that the primary purpose of the mitzvah, component of the mitzvah, is Persumei Nisa. Without that, you can't do the mitzvah. It's too late, you missed the zman, no more mitzvah. The Rashba and the Ritva hold, no, it's a maila, and if you could do it. But just like the Shasa Sakana, you could bring it inside, and it's not ma'akim. So too, any time of the year. It's not a Sakana, light outside, try to chaperine everything, do Persumei Nisa. If you miss the Zman, bring it inside, and you'll be at least you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Lakas Neris. So you see clearly that there's this machlokes. Okay? Now, like I mentioned before, nowadays we don't light outside, but you still really have the same shaila, because we have to do Persumei Nisa for the people inside the house. So we don't do Persumei Nisa for the people outside. Right? We're not going to light it outside the door, because then only outside people will see it. We won't see it. You have to light it inside. The reason why we light it in a window is because, you know, also people for the outside. But primary Persumei Nisa is for the people inside, not for the people outside. If you don't have a window, it doesn't matter. You're lighting for the, but you have to do Persumei Nisa to somebody. But the purpose is to do it for the people, mainly for the people inside the house. So, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, which is on the back page. Shulchan Aruch says, "Shachach hayhizid v'layhidlik im shkiyas hachama." If you were running late, madlik v'haylech ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. You could still light ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. And then he goes on to say, in the Ramah, "Hani mir lechatchila v'al m'aver zeh hazman v'layhidlik madlik v'haylech kol alayla." So it seems like the Shulchan Aruch says you could light all night. That would seem like the Rashba and the Ritva. The Persumei Nisa is not ma'akiv. And if you don't have anyone to do the Persumei Nisa too, it's okay. You could light anyway. That's how you would have read the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, one thing, what happened to Tosfos? Why is the Shulchan Aruch telling you you could light all night? I thought Tosfos says you can't light all night. If you miss this... Okay. So says the Magen Avraham, if you're only going to rely on the second tzitzis of the Mor, you can't make a bracha. So if you're only going to rely on that, it's a suffix, so you can't make a bracha. So zok the Magen Avraham, that if you're lighting and it's past the zman and there's nobody in the street, so like Rabbi Wexler said, there's another text of the Gemara, but with one of two terutz in the Gemara, it's a suffix. You can't make a bracha based on that. So it says the Magen Avraham, if it's late and there's nobody outside and it's after the zman, and you're only relying on the other teretz of the Gemara, so you can make a, you could lie without a bracha. However, says the Magen Avraham, if there's people in your house, then you bring them in and you light in front of the member of your household, you can make a bracha now, because now you have Prisu Meinisa. Because again, according to the what the difference between nowadays and the Zman of the Gemara is that in the Zman of the Gemara, the Prisu Meinisa is only for the people outside. Nowadays, the Prisu Meinisa is even for the people inside, but you still need Prisu Meinisa. No question about that. We still go with Tosfos that you need Prisu Meinisa, but it could be for the people inside. So it says the Magen Avraham that you need to have people inside, and you could light for the people inside. If there's nobody, everyone's, so again, the Magen Avraham even says that, v'chein nir liharis, im yeshenim, he says, if they're awake, fine. If they're sleeping, ein levarach aleihem. And don't say clearly that you should wake them up if they're sleeping. Mishnah Berurah says though that right. Mishnah Berurah adds that you can wake them up. Fine. That's Mishnah Berurah's halacha. You can wake them up. I guess their Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis. Their Chanukah is not for Shalom Bayis. So the halacha. So the halacha is according to the Magen Avraham that if there's nobody around, then we go like Tosfos that presuming he says ma'akiv and you can't make a bracha. But if you have family members around, then you can make a bracha. Now, this is the what would seem like from the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then brings the Chem and Moshe. The Chem and Moshe says, hold on, it comes out according to this Mishnah Berurah, it's a peldik and chiddush. Chem and Moshe is not talking about the Mishnah Berurah, but Chem and Moshe is saying, according to this Magen Avraham, it's a peldik and chiddush. If a guy is in a desert island, or in a place that there's only goyim, and there's no pressure minisa to goyim, so it would come out, he doesn't have family members, and he doesn't have anyone in the street. So he has no Prisu Meinisa. So even if he's lighting during the Zman, even if he's lighting in the Zman, he's perfectly on time, he still shouldn't make a bracha. And lo shamanu such a halacha. Doesn't say anywhere that if you're the only Yid in China, you know, then you shouldn't make a bracha. But that should come out. Because according to the Magen Avraham, he's saying that Prisu Meinisa is such an integral part of the mitzvah that without it, you can't make a bracha if you're late. So even if you're on time, if there's nobody around, there's no other yidden, and you're in a place that there's only goyim, so it would come out according to him. A person's on business, and they're in some place that there's no yidden around. No yidden is going to see it, and they're by themselves. They didn't go with their partner or anything like that. They're by themselves. They shouldn't make a bracha, even if they're letting on time. So Chaim and Moshe says it's a pella. You never heard such a lach. After, but in the zman is the zman. So okay. Oh, so what's the Mishnah? So what does he hold? So Ramosha explains what he wants, what the Chamin Moshe has proven. But so the Chamin Moshe's Lameisa says, Elavadai im yochol afaris mad laka b'fnei rabim yoyser odif aval ileka anashim b'shulzeh leivatol ha-mitzvah kei nirali b'safik bracha is lahaka. But the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not going to make a bracha based on this Chamin Moshe. So according to Chamin Moshe, if you're in midnight and you're the only one who heard, you can also light with a bracha, because he says the Prisu Meinisa is not an integral part of the mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv. Mishnah Berurah's hachra is safik brachas lahakel. Mikamakom mishoretz alina kavase ein meichim biyade. So, a person wants to make the bracha because they know the Chem and Moshe. They're allowed to. They're not doing anything wrong. But you would ask the Mishnah Berurah himself. He would say safik brachas lahakel, and therefore you should not make the bracha in such a scenario. Now, like Rabbi Jacob says, what the Chem and Moshe do? The Magen Avraham is right. I mean, the Gemara is mashma that way. You need Prisu Meinisa. So Moshe says, in a tshuva, he brings this Bir Halacha, he brings the Magen Avraham. It's impossible to say such a thing. Impossible to say such a thing. According to that, he says, what about Chanukah? What about Purim? Purim is the same Shaila. The Megillah, you're supposed to do Prisu Meinisa. Let's say a person, there's no minion, by himself. So he shouldn't lay in the Megillah because he's not doing Prisu Meinisa? So obviously, it's a mindless, nice thing. You should do it with the 10 people. It says in Halacha. It doesn't say anywhere that if no one else is going to be here, you lay in the Megillah, that you shouldn't do it. So obviously, it's not ma'akev. It's a nice thing. It's an extra mitzvah. But it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah that it's ma'akev if you don't have it. So Ramosha has the whole tshuva to explain that it can't be. Can't be that presuming this is ma'akev on the mitzvah, and therefore that's not true. The Gemara seems to say that, like Tosa says, if you miss the zman, Chazal were misakin the mitzvah in a way that it should naturally be mefaris in the mitzvah. So therefore, they were misakin the zman to be at a zman of pirsum. But it's only the zman, it's only the time of the mitzvah that they chose. They chose a zman that if they wouldn't have said to do it at that time, people would have waited till midnight and no one would have heard about the nace. So they were masakin a zman that naturally the zman would create a piercing. But it's not ma'akiv the mitzvah, the zman. The zman is just, you know, that's the zman of the mitzvah Chazal said. And therefore, that's the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is that's the Zman of the Mitzvah, and if you missed it, that's the Machlok Kistur Shoinim. Is that Ma'akev totally? According to Tosfos on the Rashi and the Ritva, that's Ma'akev doing it outside, but you can still do it inside. But says Rav Moshe, there's no pshat in the Gemara that would say that presuming this is Ma'akev the Mitzvah. So Rav Moshe says, nowadays we don't do it for outside anyway, so Rav Moshe says you could come home in the middle of the night, even if there's no one around, and you could light with a bracha, and there's no problem. It says, "Hine ataroi mizeh eichu ledina aval magen avrom desoyved bechanak aver pesumin isa ikov be'amitzah gam." So he says the following. He says at the end, "Aval that should come out according to my avodivrei magen avrom tmuim v'tzarach lahadlik v'bracha." And he just like argues on the Magen Avraham. Okay, the Eva Mishabur b'shei Aratzir and Gamichem in Moshe. The Gam Hiskim Shemisharoit Lina Kavasa in Moichem. So Mishabur Moshe himself brings a raya from the Mishabur. Mishabur brought the Chem in Moshe, and the Mishabur said, "You don't have to be Moichem on it." So even according to Mishabur, you don't be Moichem in my psak. So Moshe says, "I hold you could be. You should do it with a bracha, and it's not ma'akev." And even the Mishabura wouldn't be Moicha, so for sure you should make the bracha. That's what he says. Now, the only thing is, what happens in our original case? So our two cases were, what if, for instance, traveling, and there's no Persuminisa at all? So in such a case, that's the Machalik Shem Moicha and the Mishabura. So the Mishabura in Moicha, and the Mishabura says to make a bracha. The other case, if you have someone that lives by themselves, and there's nobody, right? So there really depends. They're in a place that it's shot. So if they live in a place that they could do persuminisa to the street, you know, they live by themselves, but there's some persuminisa that will happen in the street. So then, for sure, if they do it during the right zman, right away by shkia, for sure you make a bracha, because the zman is someone to be mafaris in the nestu. Even if they're a little bit late and there's still people walking around in the street, then some of that's enough. But if it's so late that there's nobody walking in the street and they live by themselves, then again, it will be totally in the shaila between Ramosha and the Ramosha Mishbura. I just wanted to say ha'ara that besides the Indian is the question of if is the Pirsumenisa part and parcel of the mitzvah, is that ma'akiv the mitzvah? That's for sure. Everyone agrees that there was a Takanas Chazal that, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's Mendayik this from the Neir Salalom. It says, "Aneres alon madlikim al anisa man eflos al chilus al machomash al zizor al zinol abim." Let's see the exact verse. Okay, and he says, "V'choshmoy nasi meichan ka aneres al kodeshim ve'in lanu shishlash ela l'rosim b'ovad kedei lahoydos ulahala." So the way, if you read it straight, what it's saying is that these neres are there for us to be moide on the nes. That's the purpose of the neiris. The neiris are there for us to be moide on the neis. So Shlomo Zalman says that that's the tone you're supposed to have when you're lighting the neiris. You're supposed to have the, even if you say presuming is that's the whole purpose of it. According to Mishabura, you need to be mafaris on the neis. And according to the Rav Moshe, it's not ma'akiv, but vada, you're supposed to. Everyone says you're supposed to have this kavana while you're, for the neiris, that you're using the neiris to be moide on the neis. So Shlomo Zalman says the moide kachidish. It's just that if that's the case, He wants to taina that if you say the, on Hanukkah, we say halal. There's two reasons to say halal on Hanukkah. One is it's a yom tif, and one is because the nes happened. You're supposed to say halal for a nes. So he says that if you say halal on shul, then you said halal on shul, so I'm fine. But what about a lady? She's also afin hayu by sanes, and if a woman doesn't get around to saying halal, so she's missing out on saying halal on Hanukkah. So Rosh Hashanah says she should have in mind by the neris that she's been mekayim the kedei lohaydus ulahalal. You can mekayim halal through the hadlakas neris. So memela that if she doesn't say halal, you could say neris halal before you light. So you remind everybody. So that whoever didn't say halal, whoever didn't have an opportunity, should have in mind that being yoytze the inyan of the halal, at least the part of the halal that's for the neis, not for the yomtiv, but at least the part of the halal that's for the neis. Kedei lohaydus ulahalal l'shem chagodol, you're yoytze through the hadlakas neris. So if you make that announcement before, everyone should have in mind that being mekayim that mitzvah of haidah and halal through the hadlakas neris itself. You don't have to be so much more than what?